Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is sit here with you on a Sunday night. And I tell you, there's so much going on and so much to talk about. My goodness. You just kind of start thinking to yourself, okay, what do we talk about this Sunday? Because it's so much to talk about. And Jonathan Lowe, our in-studio producer, he's one of the producers, and I'm so glad he's part of the team. Three producers, by the way, Chris Tubbs, Craig Schopfer, and Jonathan Lowe, and I'm just thrilled to have them. Hey, Jonathan.
Good evening.
Good evening, man. Timberwolves played yesterday. That was pretty exciting. And won, right?
They did. They beat Milwaukee, which was a big deal, the defending champs. They didn't have the big star, Giannis Antetokounmpo, but that doesn't matter. when stars are missing, that just gives you more of an option, opportunity to win those games. And so this was a game the Wolves, they're going into a tough stretch. This is the start of a tough stretch of games, a tough stretch of opponents. So getting this one under their belt is a good sign. And it gets them within, going into today, it got them within a half a game of Denver for the sixth position, the sixth seed in the West. And that's very important now because if you get the first six seeds, one through six, you avoid the play-in tournament. So you avoid that single elimination tournament where you could be in the playoffs or fall out of the playoffs right away. So if they can get to that sixth seed, that would be ideal.
There you go. And, of course, everyone, Jonathan always tells me this every year when I ask about certain games, as well as, you know, March Madness, all of that. He's always, you know, cluing me in, you know, giving me an update on what it's like this year because he knows me very well that I'm the girl that doesn't watch all the time. By the way, the Timberwolves are playing at Dallas on tomorrow. So you just got to listen right here to WCCO to get all the good news. I hope they'll win again. Of course, Timberwolves have just shocked so many people and are doing great. Jonathan, do you see it that way? Are you shocked?
This was a surprise. Yes.
Yeah.
Other than 2018, the 17-18 season when Jimmy Butler came through town, the Timberwolves really have been, at best, a mediocre team. They haven't had a playoff run except for that season. So for them to be this good and this exciting, it's really been a shock this year. They might be the biggest surprise in the entire NBA. It's either going to be them or the Memphis Grizzlies. Those are the two biggest stunners in the NBA this season.
Oh, man. That's a whole lot. That is a lot. Okay. So as we move forward tonight, we have a lot to talk about. And, of course, any of the games that are happening, I don't blame you guys that have been watching the March Madness. And I know that's college, Jonathan. Whoop, whoop. I do remember that.
Yes. By the way, I will have split attention here for a little while. I have both the TV screens in front of me on, and they're both on what I like to call alma mater. The men's team from my alma mater is playing on the left screen. The women's team from my alma mater is playing on the right screen.
Okay, so do you need to get somebody in to run the show?
I have him on speed dial.
Jonathan, I need you on, so, you know, you're part of the family.
I'll be here.
Sunday
I got
night.
The headphones on. I'm listening, but the men's game is in the second half. They're actually playing Wisconsin, so they're playing, you know, Goldie Gopher's bitter rival, and the women are playing Georgia, but it's I have my attention on the screens for a little bit here.
For a little bit. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. At 7:20, we're actually going to open up the phone lines because I want to ask you, when it comes to unemployment insurance, there's an article in Men Post, and many of you have probably, you know, been staying on top of this with the legislature, and it's really quite a remarkable article for me. I just want to ask you this one question. When it comes to unemployment insurance, what questions would you ask our legislators? Why are they taking their time? Some are walking away. It's a difficult moment to deal with. And to know that the governor has been doing all that he believes he can do, and it's just a mess. So if you've been on top of this unemployment insurance and what the governor is suggesting, what the legislature is suggesting, it's a mess. We are as divided as we usually are. I think in the last 3 years, it feels to me like we've been really divided. So if you'd like to join the conversation, you have a question that you'd like to ask the legislators, give us a call at 651-461-9226. Again, that is 651-461-9226. All right, we're going to take a break right here, do some spots, and we'll be back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, it is nice. Now, 7:19, and I am excited to invite you to join the conversation tonight. And why? Everyone's talking about this unemployment insurance and what it really means to our state, and how do we take money, where do we take money from to make this happen. Well, a man by the name of Peter Galligan, he is a staff writer for the Mempost, which I really enjoy reading. And the headline is "The Messy Fight Over Minnesota's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund Explained." Okay, so here we go. After a series of top-level meetings this week aimed at solving the first but hardly the last political crisis of 2022, Minnesota legislation session, a solution to the issue seemed further away than it had before. Now, we're taking your calls to find out what questions you would have for the legislature. Please, just the legislators need to hear this tonight, and we want you to call and give us those questions, and maybe we can see if we can send it to them. That's what I want to do tomorrow, send it to them. So if you want to give us a call, 651, again, 651-461-9226. One more time, 651-461-9226. What question would you ask them? The reason I want to ask this question is because the legislative leaders in the article says not only can't agree on the size of the problem of unemployment trust fund, which was drained during the COVID pandemic and had to borrow money from the federal government to keep checks flowing, right? So they can't agree on the size of the problem. Is it $2.7 billion or $1.5 billion? But also, when the deadline for action, which is March 15th, I mean, we wonder, is it March 15th or April 30th? And even whether an agreement on the related topic of bonuses for frontline pandemic workers, which, by the way, I said immediately when they came up with this idea to give a bonus to frontline workers during the pandemic, it seems impossible immediately when they announced it, because how do you decide who did more than the others? As far as I'm concerned, if you were working during the pandemic, you were the ones taking care of these people that were really sick. Some of them lost their lives. You had to talk to them and try. Some of them even some of the workers even hugged them. Who deserves more money? Okay, so that's also talked about here. You need a lot of money to deal with that. So, okay, I digress. But when the deadline for action, which was March 15th or April 30th, I believe, I may have that wrong, and even whether an agreement on the related topic of bonuses for frontline pandemic workers is still valid. Now, the House Speaker, Melissa Hortman, did something very interesting. She's a DFLer from Brooklyn Park, and she left a meeting they were having on the issue after just a few minutes on Tuesday. First, we're going to stop and go to Tom in St. Paul. Hey, Tom, welcome to CCO.
Hello.
Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, thanks for calling. What is your comment?
My comment is your question about questions for the legislators.
Yes.
I would. My question would be is, when will we see term limits?
When will we see term limits?
Yeah. That question seems to have been passed around many times, and it just seems to die.
So why do you want to see that immediately? Why is that important for you?
I just feel that we have some of our legislators that have probably been there too long. I hear some of the other candidates during campaign time that seem to have some good ideas, fresh ideas, and I would just like to see that happen.
All right. Let's see if we can get that to them tomorrow and see what happens with that. Thank you so much for calling, Tom. Sure appreciate it. All right. Again, the phone lines are open for you at 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. This is important. We want to get your questions about this unemployment insurance that is happening. That's what they're talking about in the legislature right now. And, of course, to hear that one of our own, DFLer, actually decided not to go into, went into the meeting for a few minutes and then turned around and said, nope, not doing it. And that was House Speaker Melissa Hortman, a DFLer from Brooklyn Park. And I have to tell you, there's a part of me that says, right on. I get so tired, even working in a corporation. You ever go to those meetings and all of a sudden everybody's asking the same question, or any of the questions that they ask, the answer is like one sentence and they never go into depth with it. And then you stop asking questions because you feel like, oh, no one really wants me to ask the question. No one really wants me to know the answer to it. It's frustrating. But if we can take these questions tonight and send them back to the legislators. Maybe they'll see that we really do care. I don't know why they think we don't. Maybe we're not calling enough. Remember when we were always asked, Jonathan, to keep calling your legislators, faxing. Remember when faxing was in and we had to fax our legislators to, you know, let them know how we really feel about something?
Geraldine, how far are you taking us back? Fax machines?
Fax machines, man. That's what we did. And so there were regular phones, there were fax machines, then there were iPhones, and you could still use fax machines. And now we're at the point where we're not calling as much as we used to. I know I'm not. Are you?
To be honest, I've never called any of my congresspeople. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. I know that there are people that do. I know there are people at the station that do. I think that that's still around. You still see the ads that come around talking about, there are ads out there right now talking about price setting on prescription drugs and trade embargoes or trade agreements and getting our, making sure that we get our stuff from the U.S. and not from China or from Mexico or all that. I still see those. And people say, call your senator, call your congressperson, call your representative. They still say that. So I don't think that's gone away. I think it's still
around. I used to get mail, and you know, you see it mail, and it would come in saying, please call. This is what's happening. We want you to know about it. Please call your legislators, you know? So I miss that. I want it to come to the house, you know? They're not calling as much anymore, which is okay with me.
I don't want it to come to the house.
I would love for it to be mailed to me. I would love for it to be.
Okay.
If they can ask me for money every day on text or email, I want to hear from them. I want them to tell me what's going on, what's coming up, what I need to make sure I know about. I don't mind that at all. I just don't want to be flooded with phone calls about it. So text works for me, but it's a bit too much sometimes. So let me get back to this before we have to go to break. So a lot of people may ask, what are they really fighting about? Okay, it says in the article from MenPost, when COVID hit in the spring of 2020, Minnesota's UI, or Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, had $1.7 billion in reserves, about what federal rules require. But the massive increase in jobless claims caused by government-ordered shutdowns quickly drained the fund. Now, the state-federal system allows state funds that get hit hard by recessions to borrow from the federal treasury to cover their unemployment insurance benefits. Now, the federal government covered the entire cost of the extra pandemic benefits, including the $600 per week top off and checks for gig workers and contract workers and that sort of thing. So once the recession ended and the state got back on its feet, an automatic premium rate hike on employers was triggered in order to repay the loan to the feds, which now totals $1.35 billion. All right. So if you have a question about this and you know that they're thinking about it, they're wanting to do something about it, I really believe they do, our legislature. But will they be able to? Now, before I have to take one more minute to read this. Governor Walz has proposed using some of the state's massive surplus. Now, I've talked about that a lot. $9.25 billion in state funds and $1.1 billion in unspent federal American Rescue Plan money to repay the loan and get the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund back to $1.7 billion. What do you think of that? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Even if you want to text us your questions, that'll be fine. Text it to that number, 651-461-9226, and I'll keep reading those as we go forward through tonight's show. All right, we're going to take a break, do some weather, and come back in a moment. It is now 7:34. Welcome back to Steel Talkin'. I love being on with you every Sunday night from 7 to 11 p.m. This first guest that we have tonight is here to, joining us to talk about something very important. Did you know it's been a year since the Atlanta shootings of Asian women who are now living in fear? Many women are living in fear. And I, you know, you ask the question, how are we all going to stay safe? I know that's the question they ask. They want to know, how do you stay safe? And it's amazing because in the African-American community, these are some of the same seriously important questions we ask. So like many Asian women, a woman named Melody Kamana is afraid to venture out. Afraid to venture out. Now, after that Atlanta spa shooting, that incident after incident after incident targeting Asians, the 24-year-old woman, Melody, actually said that many of which are not only in her city of New York, but also near her campus at New York City. And so as we talk about this tonight, I know some of you may think, oh my goodness, this is still happening, because we have a way of forgiving for or forgetting. And that's unfortunate. But don't be afraid. There is so much talk about this around the country, and we need to talk about it tonight. Because for many Asian and Asian American women, the shootings on March 16th, 2021, in which 8 people, including 6 Asian women, were fatally shot at 3 Atlanta area spas. Do you remember that? Just a year ago. And of course, it still hurts. Of course, it brings them to their tears, just like it does for so many other people of color. Well, joining us to talk about this is Marian Jaming Liu. And I really appreciate you joining us tonight, Marian. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. I'm doing well. Tell me how you are.
It's been a hard week. You know, this is not the kind of anniversary you want to celebrate. It's a sad time.
Isn't that the truth? When you speak to those who are not a part of your community and you say, hey, it's been a year, what do they say to you?
So I've been covering this and interviewing, you know, Asian and Asian American women for 2 years now, since the start of the pandemic, since there's been rhetoric from our former president, you know, saying things like Kung Flu, and how my community has been blamed for the pandemic and has been targeted and attacked, and especially Asian women. And then you had the Atlanta shooting, and it's still happening. I mean, there's repeated incidents, especially in New York. And there have been many women, including Congresswoman Grace Meng, who was behind the Hate Crime Act, and including myself, who are scared to go outside. Talked to many women who have not only like pepper sprays, personal alarms, they even have clubs. You mentioned Melody. She's thinking about getting a stun gun. It's really unfortunate.
And it seems to be affecting not just the young Asian women. We're talking nearly all ages.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say, or how are you planning to deal with it all? I know that it takes some protesting. I remember it started right after the spa event. There were protests going on with Asian American women specifically. Are you still looking at new strategies? Are you still protesting? Tell me where the movement that you started, that has been started, I should say, tell me where they are today.
There's many different levels. I mean, there is protests that are going on, a lot of them last week and over the last few years, basically to be seen and heard. I come from the Asian community is one that not often speaks up. I mean, there's a cultural value that the nail that sticks up gets hammered down, that we kind of, you know, like many immigrants, we'll keep our head down and just keep working. And that's how many of our parents and grandparents came to this country as, and they just stomached it. It's not like any of these attacks are new. They just stomached it. They just didn't report it or talk about it. And it's heartbreaking that they had to go through that. But now, you know, younger generations are speaking up. They're arming themselves personally with the personal alarms, with the stun guns. And another thing that was big is they're making sure that not only they're seen, but they're heard, and their names are being said right. There was movement to say, you know, the 6 Asian women's names right, because they're just repeatedly mispronounced. And that was even for myself, to include my Chinese name in my byline. It's very important that we don't hide any part of ourselves. And then another one that is important is that we know our own history, that this is nothing new, that we've been here for many, many generations, like 10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is now 7:34. Welcome back to Steel Talkin'. I love being on with you every Sunday night from 7 to 11 p.m. This first guest that we have tonight is here to, joining us to talk about something very important. Did you know it's been a year since the Atlanta shootings of Asian women who are now living in fear? Many women are living in fear. And I, you know, you ask the question, how are we all going to stay safe? I know that's the question they ask. They want to know, how do you stay safe? And it's amazing, because in the African-American community, these are some of the same seriously important questions we ask. So like many Asian women, a woman named Melody Kamana is afraid to venture out. Afraid to venture out. Now, after that Atlanta spa shooting, that incident after incident after incident, targeting Asians, the 24-year-old woman, Melody, actually said that many of which are not only in her city of New York, but also near her campus at New York City. And so as we talk about this tonight, I know some of you may think, oh my goodness, this is still happening, because we have a way of forgetting. And that's unfortunate, but don't be afraid. There is so much talk about this around the country, and we need to talk about it tonight. Because for many Asian and Asian American women, the shootings on March 16th, 2021, in which 8 people, including 6 Asian women, were fatally shot at 3 Atlanta area spas. Do you remember that? Just a year ago. And of course, it still hurts. Of course, it brings them to their tears, just like it does for so many other people of color. Well, joining us to talk about this is Marian Jaming Liu. And I really appreciate you joining us tonight, Marian. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. I'm doing well. Tell me how you are.
It's been a hard week. You know, this is not the kind of anniversary you want to celebrate. It's a sad time.
Isn't that the truth? When you speak to those who are not a part of your community and you say, hey, it's been a year, what do they say to you?
So I've been covering this and interviewing, you know, Asians and Asian American women for 2 years now, since the start of the pandemic, since there's been rhetoric from our former president, you know, saying things like Kung Flu and how my community has been blamed for the pandemic and has been targeted and attacked, and especially Asian women. And then you had the Atlanta shooting, and it's still happening. I mean, there's repeated incidents, especially in New York. And there have been many women, including Congresswoman Grace Meng, who was behind the Hate Crime Act, and including myself, who are scared to go outside. Talked to many women who have not only like pepper sprays, personal alarms, they even have clubs. You mentioned Melody. She's thinking about getting a stun gun. It's really unfortunate.
And it seems to be affecting not just the young Asian women. We're talking nearly all ages.
Yeah.
What do you say, or how are you planning to deal with it all? I know that it takes some protesting. I remember it started right after the spa event. There were protests going on with Asian American women specifically. Are you still looking at new strategies? Are you still protesting? Tell me where the movement that you started, that has been started, I should say, tell me where they are today.
There's many different levels. I mean, there is protests that are going on, a lot of them last week and over the last 2 years, basically to be seen and heard. I come from the Asian community is one that not often speaks up. I mean, there's a cultural value that the nail that sticks up gets hammered down, that we kind of, you know, like many immigrants, we'll keep our head down and just keep working. And that's how many of our parents and grandparents came to this country as, and they just stomached it. It's not like any of these attacks are new. They just stomached it. They just didn't report it or talk about it. And it's heartbreaking that they had to go through that. But now, you know, younger generations are speaking up. They're arming themselves personally with the personal alarms, with the stun guns. And another thing that was big is they're making sure that not only they're seen, but they're heard and their names are being said right. There was movement to say, you know, the six Asian women's names right, because they're just repeatedly mispronounced. And that was even for myself, to include my Chinese name in my byline. It's very important that we don't hide any part of ourselves. And then another one that is important is that we know our own history, that this is nothing new, that we've been here for many, many generations, like 10, 11 generations, been here, you know, making the railroads and everything, that we've our fabric of the American history.
Once you found out about the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act that was passed in the House, did you have more hope?
I did, because it's tough. There was a high threshold for what was a hate crime. So, for example, there was a man that I had interviewed last year, Raul Quintana, and he was basically getting out of the subway in New York. And it was a silent crime. As he was getting out of the subway, a man attacked him, slashed his face cheek to cheek with a box knife. And there was no words exchanged. And so in that case, you can't call it a hate crime. It's an assault. Even though he was like one of the few, if not the only Asians on the subway, he was targeted. So it's very difficult, you know, to say it's a hate crime.
Wow. So how are the men of the Asian community, how are they handling this? Are they joining in, trying to figure out how to make this stop?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, the law, it's, you know, happening to both genders. I think Asian females are targeted more because there's a stereotype. I mean, when you're talking about the spa incidents, there's a hypersexuality stereotype. There's also a stereotype, like I said, that we won't even report it. We won't fight back. We won't talk back. So it's important to erase that, to talk, to discuss it, not within, only within our community, but, you know, outside. Like, this is still happening. This is still affecting us. This really hurts.
You know, with the piece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, not wanting to have a violent, you know, to invoke anything or, you know, to, I mean, inspire people to kill and hurt. But he just said, look, no, this is a nonviolent movement. Yet so many people died. And just like you're saying, you know, you just believe that you ought to be able to stand on your own peacefully and protest, peacefully and walk, whatever it is that you've decided to do. But do you believe that works? Do you think it elongates the protest, you know? The events that should be happening.
Yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, I'm almost almost like you, so I can't personally, you know, protest. But I think that whoever, I think the first step, like I said, is to speak out. This is hard for many of our community to even admit. Even in the story, I talked to so many, two or three times more than the women represented in the story, in the post. And most of them did not want to go on record or to, you know, young, and a lot of them did not want to even get photographed. And it was so hard to even find somebody to talk to, even anonymous, because they just didn't want to say something. And that's the first step in getting, you know, the issue recognized.
Well, getting the issue recognized can sometimes be the absolute hardest thing to get done. And so the fight continues, and I know that you're working so hard, and I know that there will be so much more information coming out since we have reached this year to talk about. And I'm just hopeful that not only your community, but all communities of women specifically come together. We had the Million Women March, remember that, right before COVID?
Yeah.
And it was so successful. Yet, I feel as though I wish there had been more and more of those. So do you believe the Asian community, period, is open to so many of us joining together to do whatever we have to do to protect them and ourselves? Yeah.
And you've already seen it in the last year, you know, the Asian community and the Black community coming together, you know, under BLM, because both our communities are hurting right now. And both our communities are adversely affected by COVID. So it is important to band together.
So are we starting to see young teenagers that are within your community stand up and go, look, this is not going to happen to us. We're going to change things right now. You know, it's kind of what's been happening across the world and other movements. And the young people are really coming forward. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned about the name thing, unlike other previous generations who kind of put their head down and were like, this is, we're just going to take it. They're like, no. This is my name. This is my given ethnic name. This is who I am. Take it. You're not renaming me. Also, I am very proud of being Asian. Do not cut me down for that. And it is beautiful to see that. The last person that I had interviewed in this story, she had mentioned she was working on an art project. This teenager was working on an art project about racism. And she went to the store to ask for supplies. And the worker basically swore at her and said, you're going to give me COVID. And this teenager was fine with me quoting her, using her name, and also saying, I'm not scared of being out there. I'm not scared of who I am. I'm very, very proud of being Asian. I'm okay with going outside. So it's beautiful that she, you know, that's the first step, you know, not being ashamed of who we are. And, you know, this is just, you know, bold, bold and brave.
Bold and brave. You put that on a t-shirt for me, would you?
Yes,
you've seen it before, but seriously, this is so important. I don't want things to get worse. I want to get things to get to better. And it has not been easy in our country for women, specifically in the last 2 years, you know, with them trying to tell us whether we can have a baby or not, or how to, our bodies have to be used, you know, the men telling us what to do with ourselves. So it's very frustrating that all of these things are tied in together, doing the same time. time period. And that is unusual. So as we watch all of this happening with the Asian American community, the Black community, Native American communities, we could go on and on. We know that together we are stronger. And so I tell you, if there's something I can do, call me or contact me. If there's something we need to talk about this movement, please call my producers. Let them know, oh, I have another thing we need to talk about, because we have to keep it out front in order for it to be known, right? So I appreciate you joining me tonight. I really do, Marianne. And as we go forward, I hope that I pronounced your name correctly. I hope that, because I do not want to enter.
It means, my last name is Leo. It means willow tree. It also stands for resilience.
Oh, so that's beautiful.
Our names are beautiful. Yeah. And it's,
so not Liu, Leo.
Yeah, Leo. Yeah. And the middle part is Jiaming. So
Marianne Jiaming Leo. Yeah. Marianne Jiaming Leo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. The name of the article from the Washington Post was "A Year After the Atlanta Shootings, Asian Women Live in Fear. How Are We All Going to Stay Safe?" And that really is a big issue for women today. Women of all colors, girls of all colors. I'm telling you, we have to get together. I don't care if you're 80 years old. We all have to talk to each other. We have to look after one another. And that's not an easy thing to do in this country, considering all of the challenges we've had with women of color from different backgrounds. However, one thing we didn't talk about with Marianne is the safety measures that are really being looked at. It says here in the article, the increased threat of violence has driven many Asian American women to arm themselves. On Sunday, more than 1,000 people waited 2 hours for free pepper spray and personal alarms in New York. That's according to Soar Over Hate, the nonprofit behind the event. The organization added that it has given out more than 25,000 personal alarms, whistles, and pepper sprays across New York and California since March of 2021, when that terrible event happened in Atlanta. So as we know that we need to get together, the problem is we don't know how to do it, right? Now, you have groups of people like African-Americans where all the women from, you know, and the African-American women can get together and talk and say, hey, we need to start a movement or we need to move forward. That's kind of how Black Lives Matter started. It was women who started that. So there is a whole lot we can do. We should never underestimate ourselves. And the day when we all walk together, every color of woman. Now, I know the Million Woman March was absolutely beautiful. But if the most of us in each of these categories, because we have been categorized because of the census, then we have to work at being on one accord when it comes to this subject. We absolutely have to be on one accord. Why? Okay, just watching the news, it says in this article, can be tough. Rona Hu, a clinical professor of psychiatry at Stanford University, says she can't handle the waves of news of attacks at once. She clips them out and reads them later when she is in the right mindset, smart. The effect of this trauma can be far-reaching, she added. She advises her own patients that hearing about the violence is like dealing with grief, rolling through outcry denials, bargaining, depression, acceptance and action, as well as allowing other people around you to go through different stages. And it can be healing to open up to others. I know this for myself. There was a time I thought therapy, oh my gosh, who needs therapy? All you need is Jesus. Okay, I was taught that. But today is another day. You know, why do we have therapists if God is not involved in it, right? We have therapists because so many of us need it. Sometimes we only need it once. Other times we need it forever. So just know that we are getting bigger, okay? This big, gigantic group of women that were a part of the Million Woman March. honestly, if we were to just take all of those groups together, it would be more than a million of us strong fighting back. And we have to protect ourselves. We may not want to, but we have to. So finally, in this article, it talks about looking forward. Many of these women, including Hu, note that sticking, or I should spell her name, H-U, thank you, noting that sticking out, being catcalled, harassed, or even assaulted is nothing new. But since the Atlanta shootings, more people are talking about it, right? So some in the younger generation say that despite the violence, they don't want to hide in any way. That is so important. So as we all look forward, ladies, this is Women's Month. As we all look forward, we have to come together. Even if we don't want to, we have to. Because the more, the merrier. Period. Don't take this lightly. I'm not taking it lightly. I don't talk about it enough, and I apologize for that. Because every woman that has been hurt, destroyed, killed, that can't seem to get over their attack, which is so difficult. Please, we have to forgive in our own hearts if there was some person of color that wasn't your color and decided, oh, I don't like you and your kind. We have to move up and forward together to stop the madness. Because what is a country without women? What is it? Okay, guys, listen to that. What is a country without women? Without girls? Think about that. We better come together and figure this one out. How about that? All right, coming up next, Benito Matias, principal of Ascension Catholic School in North Minneapolis. They are doing great things. They're over North Minneapolis, too. How about that? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. The name of the article from the Washington Post was "A Year After the Atlanta Shootings, Asian Women Live in Fear. How are we all going to stay safe?" And that really is a big issue for women today. Women of all colors, girls of all colors. I'm telling you, we have to get together. I don't care if you're 80 years old. We all have to talk to each other. We have to look after one another. And that's not an easy thing to do in this country, considering all of the challenges we've had with women of color from different backgrounds. However, one thing we didn't talk about with Marion is the safety measures that are really being looked at. It says here in the article, the increased threat of violence has driven many Asian American women to arm themselves. On Sunday, more than 1,000 people waited 2 hours for free pepper spray and personal alarms in New York. That's according to Soar Over Hate, the nonprofit behind the event. The organization added that it has given out more than 25,000 personal alarms, whistles, and pepper sprays across New York and California since March of 2021, when that terrible event happened in Atlanta. So as we know that we need to get together, the problem is we don't know how to do it, right? Now you have groups of people like African-Americans where all the women from, you know, and the African-American women can get together and talk and say, hey, we need to start a movement or we need to move forward. That's kind of how Black Lives Matter started. It was women who started that. So there's a whole lot we can do. We should never underestimate ourselves. And the day when we all walk together, every color of woman. Now, I know the Million Woman March was absolutely beautiful. But if the most of us in each of these categories, because we have been categorized because of the census, then we have to work at being on one accord when it comes to this subject. We absolutely have to be on one accord. Why? Okay, just watching the news, it says in this article, can be tough. Rona Hu, a clinical professor of psychiatry at Stanford University, says she can't handle the waves of news of attacks at once. She clips them out and reads them later when she is in the right mindset, smart. The effect of this trauma can be far-reaching. She added, she advises her own patients that that hearing about the violence is like dealing with grief, rolling through outcry denials, bargaining, depression, acceptance and action, as well as allowing other people around you to go through different stages. And it can be healing to open up to others. I know this for myself. There was a time I thought therapy, oh my gosh, who needs therapy? All you need is Jesus. Okay, I was taught that. But today is another day. You know, why do we have therapists if God is not involved in it, right? We have therapists because so many of us need it. Sometimes we only need it once. Other times we need it forever. So just know that we are getting bigger, okay? This big, gigantic group of women that were a part of the Million Women March. Honestly, if we were to just take all of those groups together, it would be more than a million of us strong fighting back. And we have to protect ourselves. We may not want to, but we have to. So finally, in this article, it talks about looking forward. Many of these women, including Hu, note that sticking, or I should spell her name, H-U, thank you, noting that sticking out, being catcalled, harassed, or even assaulted is nothing new. But since the Atlanta shootings, more people are talking about it, right? So some in the younger generation say that despite the violence, they don't want to hide in any way. That is so important. So as we all look forward, ladies, this is Women's Month. As we all look forward, we have to come together. Even if we don't want to, we have to. Because the more, the merrier. Period. Don't take this lightly. I'm not taking it lightly. I don't talk about it enough, and I apologize for that. Because every woman that has been hurt, destroyed, killed, that can't seem to get over their attack, which is so difficult. Please, we have to forgive in our own hearts if there was some person of color that wasn't your color and decided, oh, I don't like you and your kind. We have to move up and forward together to stop the madness. Because what is a country without women? What is it? Okay, guys, listen to that. What is a country without women? Without girls? Think about that. We better come together and figure this one out. How about that? All right, coming up next, Benito Matias, principal of Ascension Catholic School in North Minneapolis. They are doing great things. They're over North Minneapolis, too. How about that? We'll be back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.